Okay, so we've all been there, right? That like New Year's resolution energy. We're convinced this time the habit's going to stick.
Totally.
But then life happens,
Yeah.
and suddenly that meditation app is just another icon judging us
Yeah.
from our home screen.
Yep.
So how about we ditch those big promises and find a more realistic way to build habits that actually last?
I like it.
That's what we're diving into today with the power of small steps. It's like having your own personal habit coach,
I was gonna say.
minus all the motivational speeches and stuff.
And you know what's interesting? This book totally throws out that whole go big or go home thing.
Right.
It's more about how our brains actually work.
Okay.
Because see, we're like hardwired to resist huge overnight changes.
Yes,
It's
guys.
just too overwhelming.
Yeah.
But small, almost like ridiculously tiny steps, our brains can handle that.
It's like that saying, how do you eat an elephant?
I know this one.
One bite at a time.
Exactly. And the book even gives this great example about learning to play guitar. Instead of like forcing yourself to practice for hours every day, they say just hold the guitar for 1 minute each day.
Seriously?
I know it sounds kind of silly,
Yeah.
but these micro wins, they actually start to rewire things in your
Oh,
brain.
wow.
You build momentum without freaking yourself out.
I love that. Because we've all had that feeling where it's like, ugh, I'll do it tomorrow
All the time.
when the task just seems impossible.
Too much.
So say instead of magically becoming fluent in Italian overnight,
Okay.
you just commit to opening your textbook for like 60 seconds a day.
I could do that.
It's like tricking your brain into making progress.
And that's exactly it. It's about consistency, not intensity, especially in those early stages.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
I can already hear some people saying, okay, that's great, but what if
Dude.
I'd rather watch like a million cat videos than meditate for 10 minutes?
Been there.
Where does motivation come in? Like, how
Yeah.
do you make yourself actually want to do the thing?
This is where the book gets into values. And it's so important. It's not about forcing yourself to do stuff you hate.
Right.
It's about connecting the habit to a bigger why that really matters to you.
Okay.
I like that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And the book had a really good example about this with exercise.
Absolutely. They were saying it's not just about getting six-pack abs or whatever.
Sure.
It's about having enough energy to keep up with your kids or
Yeah.
feeling better about yourself,
Yeah.
even just like reducing stress.
Yeah.
When you connect a habit to a bigger purpose, it's not about willpower anymore. It's about knowing who you want to be and actually doing it.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But let's be real for a second. Life gets busy.
Oh, tell me about it.
My to-do list is a mile long.
Yeah.
Am I really supposed to schedule time to brush my teeth now?
It's not about being a robot or anything,
Okay.
but it is about being intentional. You know what I mean?
I think so.
The book talks about this thing called friction. It's basically any little obstacle that makes it harder to do the habit.
Well, like what?
Like, imagine you're trying to work out in the morning, but you have to spend 10 minutes digging through your drawers for your gym
Ah,
clothes.
the worst.
Right. But what if your workout clothes were already laid out the night before?
That's smart.
You've just removed one tiny obstacle that could totally derail your whole morning.
It's like setting yourself up to win before you even start. I
Exactly.
can get behind that. Okay, but I have to ask,
That's it.
what about those of us who are obsessed with sticker charts?
Oh, I love a good sticker chart.
So I'm not the only one.
Not at all. And
No.
the book actually agrees with us. It's not just about tracking your progress, it's about celebrating those little victories.
Right. And who doesn't love a good visual reminder of how awesome they are?
Exactly.
But let's talk about accountability partners for a sec. Because honestly, that phrase always makes me think of those awkward weigh-ins after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. But here's the thing. It's not about judging yourself.
Yeah.
It's about having support. It's
Good.
like having a cheerleader in your corner, someone who gets your goals and can give you encouragement, not criticism.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be your best friend.
Right. Could be a family member, a coworker, even just an online community. Whatever works for you.
It's about sharing the journey, not being judged if you stumble every once in a while.
Which, let's be real, we all do.
Speaking of stumbling,
Yeah.
I have a confession to make. So I was trying to become this like morning yoga person, you
Oh,
know.
yeah.
I even bought the whole cute outfit and everything.
I love it.
But then my nice warm bed was like, nope, not happening today.
The struggle.
And let's just say my downward dog looked more like a sleepy sloth.
That's hilarious, but also so relatable.
Right.
And it actually ties into what the book says about slip-ups. They're not failures, they're just part of being human.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because I've had a few.
We all
But
have.
seriously, how do we keep one slip up from turning into like a total habit derailment?
That's where self-compassion comes in, big time. instead of beating yourself up, the book says to look at it as a learning experience, you know?
Okay, so like, what should I be asking myself?
Well, think about what caused the slip up. Was it a crazy morning? Were you super stressed? Or maybe the habit itself just needs a little tweaking.
I like that. Yeah. It's like adjusting as you go.
Exactly.
Instead of just giving up entirely.
Which is so easy to do.
The best advice always is.
Right. Like that saying, fall down 7 times, get up 8.
Yes. It's about resilience. Not being perfect all the time.
100%. And you know, sometimes it's about tweaking your environment too. Remember we were talking about friction earlier.
Yeah, like those pesky obstacles.
Exactly. So maybe that morning yoga routine would work better if you laid out your mat the night before.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right. And maybe even like pick out a playlist or something.
So you're not scrambling around in the morning.
Exactly. You're eliminating those tiny decisions that can totally derail you before you even start.
Wow. I never thought of it like that. It's like prepping your future self for success.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, but can we talk about rewards now?
Sure.
Because if I'm being honest, my ideal reward after a long day of habit building is probably more naps.
Well, the book does say that rewards can be super effective.
See? Naps for everyone.
Hold on. The key word here is strategic.
Strategic naps.
Not exactly. The reward can't like sabotage your progress. It should match your goals and values, you know?
So maybe instead of a week-long Netflix binge after a tough week,
yeah,
it's more like treating myself to a nice, healthy meal after a week of working out consistently.
Now you're getting it. It's about finding rewards that actually support those positive changes.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So we've talked about starting small. We've talked about rewards.
Values, accountability.
Oh, yeah. All the good stuff. But here's the million-dollar question. How do we make sure these habits aren't just another New Year's resolution? How do we actually make them stick for good?
That is the question, isn't it?
This has been so interesting. It's really amazing how much power small steps can have.
I know, right? It's like we always think we can do so much in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But we forget about what happens when we just do a little bit consistently over time.
It's like that saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Exactly. And sometimes that first step is the hardest part. But once you take it,
yeah,
and then on another, you get this momentum. And before you know it, those tiny steps have taken you to some amazing places.
That's so true. Okay, so before we wrap up today, any last bits of wisdom for our listeners, you know, for those of us who are ready to become habit gurus?
Oh, absolutely. If you only remember one thing from our conversation today, let it be this. What's one small thing you can do today?
Okay, I like it.
To get closer to a habit you want to build, it doesn't have to be huge.
I love that. Write it down. Put it on your mirror. Make it happen.
Yes. And remember, be kind to yourself, celebrate the wins, and learn from the slip-ups. Those little actions really add up over time.
This has been The Deep Dive, your shortcut to being brilliantly informed. We'll see you in the next episode where we'll break down even more fascinating topics and give you tons of actionable insights. Until then, happy habit building, everyone.